There's a lot of useful information about the rented sector in this report published by the Private Rental Tenancies Board today. For example, one in five households now live in the private rented sector. That's about 300,000 people. 73,000 people are on rent supplement. About two-thirds of all tenants are aged between 18 and 34. About a quarter of people living in the private rented sector are children, and 29% of tenants are non-Irish. But the main conclusion of that report, about which we're going to talk now, is, of course, its finding that rent control would not be a good idea. As Annette Hughes, the author of the report, told us earlier, rent controls could make things worse by reducing supply and could, in fact, lead, in her view, to higher rents. We're joined by Threshold's Executive Director, Bob Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree.
Why not?
I think the evidence in the report doesn't support the conclusions. In fact, no landlord, as part of this research, was asked, would you exit the sector as a result of the introduction of rent control? They were asked, do you intend to exit the sector soon? That's a far different question. I think the other thing is, the report looks at models of other countries that I think most people in Ireland would accept have well-run private rented markets, such as Germany and France. And it draws the conclusion that we've nothing to learn and nothing to gain from looking at what they do and actually implementing some of it. And what we're going to do instead is do nothing and sit around and wait for supply to come on stream. Now, the issue is really at the moment, and Threshold welcomed, obviously, the announcements in the budget around social housing, is that with the best will in the world, with bulldozers arriving on site today, that supply will not be available for 2 or 3 years. And in the meantime, rents are skyrocketing and tenants need protection.
Right.
What we've been asking for, essentially, is a form of rent regulation that says that tenants should pay market rent on day one. But because there are so many families living in the private rented sector that need certainty, they need to know that they're going to be living in the same place next year, that their children will be in the same school, that they'll be playing in the same camogie or hurling club, that they need to know the amount of rent that they're going to pay while they're in
and
that tenancy.
Therefore, what control would you advocate?
Well, we would link linking rents to the consumer price index, which is what they've done in Belgium or the Netherlands, or indeed you can base rent increases on the average market rent and maybe cap it at a certain percentage above that. Just to say, Cathal, in terms of rent regulation here, rents will continue to rise. What Threshold is against is profiteering, because we have an artificial shortage of rented accommodation. Rents will continue to go up in the private rented market, but at least people will know how much they go up by.
Nobody likes something like profiteering, and we are in a very bad situation with shortage of accommodation, but it's a free country, property has rights, nobody has to rent accommodation to anyone. And therefore, I'm not clear how you can argue against the conclusion that if so many landlords want to get out already and make a profit, if you bring in rent controls, even more will and sell.
Well, I don't think so, because I think the reality is that if rent regulation was in place in Ireland in 2008 and 2009, then landlords wouldn't have experienced the 20 to 30% rent decreases that they had then. I suppose what we're talking
about
here...
You know the cliche, we are where we are. It's not 2008.
Sure, that's fine. But I think the reality is that the supply of housing has very little to do with regulating rents in the private market. We had the biggest property crash in history. Spending on social housing decreased by 80%.
Yeah, people couldn't afford. The market right now is going crazy. There's money to be made. And if you bring in rent controls in a country with property rights as we have them, as night follows day, will you... can you tell us why what you advocate, which would be nice if it worked, but the likelihood is it wouldn't?
Well, it will work. And the reason it'll work is because people will have protection within their tenancies. Landlords will get market rent at the end of that tenancy. Their rents will still continue to rise. But what's happening at the moment is basically rents are rising to an unaffordable rate. There are 160 families living in hotels in Dublin who've fallen out of the rented sector, including 350 children. As well as having property rights, people also have a right to a home. And what we're saying is rent regulation has been introduced in countries with sensible, modern, private rented markets, and we need it here.
Now,
we need it now.
Now, there are other things in this report, which I say will be online later in the day. A lot of recommendations, for example, to incentivise reasonable rents, greater notice of rent increases, greater notice to quit, more information about comparable rents in the area, and so on and so on.
Sure.
Is that, insofar as it goes, would you be happy with all that?
Well, the problem with all of those, Cathal, is they don't deal head-on with the issue. I mean, giving people more information about the high rent that they're going to pay doesn't deal with the rent level. Giving people 3 months' notice rather than 1 month's notice of the high rent they're going to pay doesn't deal with the rent level. That's what we're saying, that this report misses the point. The point is we have to regulate rent levels because people are becoming homeless.
Do you think you're... I mean, Alan... the Minister for... Alan Kelly, the Minister for Environment, he's only in there a couple of months. Have you any idea what his attitude is?
Well, I think maybe what the Minister needs to reflect on is the fact that this report is already out of date because the Central Bank has said that it's introducing lending restrictions, which will basically mean that people who thought they were going to get out of the private rented sector and into home ownership will be in the private rented sector for the next decade. And as it stands, they'll be paying higher rents than mortgage repayments, and they can face, you know, exponential increases in the rent because it's not regulated.
Bob Jordan of Threshold, thank you. 826.